Metrorail was 20 years in the making. It started with a feasibility study on mass transit from Miami-Dade County in the 60s. Then voters approved a $135 million bond issue. And Metrorail opened its gates on May 20th, 1984. It had a humble beginning, only about 6,000 daily riders shortly after it launched. Those numbers did not impress former President Ronald Reagan. He called the Metrorail a billion-dollar mistake.
It would have been a lot cheaper to buy everyone a limousine.
Today, about 76,000 people ride the rail each weekday. That's far below what county officials expected, 200,000 riders. Carla Damian is a spokesperson for Miami-Dade Transit.
Well, I think in the beginning it had, the expectation had, and I'm not really sure how they came up with this figure, but really kind of almost unrealistic ridership expectations.
Originally, the plan was for Metrorail to eventually run about 52 miles. But today it only runs 25 because of insufficient funding. Miami-Dade Transit will celebrate Metrorail's 30th birthday on May 20th with an early morning party at Government Center. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.